Education was a big focus for Governor Whitmer during the speech last night. She pointed to declining student test scores and childhood literacy and scolded previous legislatures for repeatedly raiding K-12 education funding to fill gaps elsewhere in the state budget. And she praised the teachers of Michigan.
I want to send a message to all the devoted educators across Michigan. You're not failing us. We have been failing you.
So what did teachers think of all of that? Let's turn to Stateside's education commentator. Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz is here now via Skype. And Matinga, before we get into the substance of Governor Whitmer's speech, let's talk a little about the style. How does her tone toward education and particularly toward teachers compare with what you've heard in the past?
Well, in my opinion, this speech was a lot less punitive as the speeches that I've heard in the past by governors and politicians. You know, a lot of times they talk about and they say that, you know, children are the future, but instead we end up hearing sound bites that turn into more homework for teachers. You know, they give you a huge, huge list of things that teachers ought to do to keep up with other countries. Like, example, like teachers are responsible for the social state of children today in the world, and we hear a lot of that. But to hear a politician actually say that this is a huge admission of guilt here, to actually say that the responsibility does not necessarily lay on the teachers, but it does on the system, is simply mind-bending to me. It's just gobsmacking.
Yeah, in fact, I thought of you when I heard her say, our students and our teachers are not broken. It's our system that's broken.
Oh, for sure. This is a tone that sounds to me more like we have an ally rather than we have an evaluator.
Are you Yeah, I do get that. Now, you invited a few teachers from across the state to share their thoughts on the governor's State of the State speech. So let's get into what they had to say, starting with something that Governor Whitmer returned to several times last night, which is getting more funding and more resources into schools. Here's what Grand Blanc High School social studies teacher Nathan Reich had to say about that.
We all look at the things he's going to do, and anybody's in education, we're like, yeah, that's not going to happen, or that's been said before, and or it's not even that important to do. Like, you know, for me, the two things that jumped out were the preschool and then the counselors.
Kind of sounds like some frustration about maybe biting off too much. Nathan says he wants to see the focus be on counselors and preschool. What else do teachers think would really make a difference?
Well, you know, Nathan is a great example because, you know, he has a young family. And for him, the idea of having a preschool and, you know, getting his kids set up for success is very, very important. But, you know, this particular topic is kind of like a yes or a no for teachers. So, yes, yes, yes. She mentioned that, you know, she wants us to focus on skills, which gives teachers tons of permission to say, OK, let's focus on those essential skills and less on the sea of content that is included in the Michigan curriculum. But there's a no because. Because it, you know, as long as you keep assessing success by these test scores, you're really, you know, you're discouraging the teachers from really changing pace.
The governor called last night for more funding for K through 12, and she unveiled the My Opportunities Scholarship, promising 2 years of free community college for all graduating high school seniors in Michigan, or 2 years of tuition assistance at a 4-year college or university. Do teachers think that actually might happen?
Depends. You know, Barbara Watkins, who's a principal at McGrath and at Anderson Elementary School over in Grand Blanc, she said that these promises were great. She loved especially the wraparound services, like the counselors and the nurses, et cetera, et cetera. But she also thought that, you know, how is she going to fund this? Like, how is this going to be funded? And how are the universities going to deal with the fact that half their budget is going out the window because people are going to be in for free?
And now let's move on to what teachers did not hear from Governor Whitmer last night. We start with Janice Cato, who's a teacher at Hemlock Middle School.
The big elephant of the room is the class size. You know, you can add more in these literacy coaches, and they're wonderful, but if you have 30 kindergartners, you just have 30 kindergartners. Literacy coaches are going to fix it.
Well, aside from class sizes, what were the biggest things missing, in your view, from the governor's speech?
No, the class sizes is a big one, because this is the one where teachers are nodding when people are saying, yeah, you ought to do this and you ought to do that. But, you know, they are trained and they have the expertise to teach reading and to teach mathematics. But the problem is when you have 35 kids and you're trying to just assess and assist each one of them, it gets pretty crazy. And so we are not able to do our jobs. Our hands are tied behind our back. So there's a big reason, like, why doctors do not have like 35 patients at a time.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Did you hear anything, Matenga, from the governor last night that touched on really changing what the classroom looks like, which is your area of special interest?
I sure did. She talked about, you know, project-based curriculum. She talked about really, really focusing on innovative ways and skills. She called it, I think, a path to skills, to higher wages. And that, again, it's permission to really, you know, rethink the way that we deliver the curriculum to the students, for sure. And teachers in Michigan have been wanting this opportunity. They've been wanting the opportunity to be allowed to teach in the way that they believe they can use the expertise to teach these kids.
One of the things you asked your teachers last night was what message they wanted to get across to this new administration and this new group of lawmakers. And here's what Melody Arabu, a former Michigan Teacher of the Year, had to say.
If you do not have a practicing classroom teacher mm-hmm. as part of your decision-making process, then you are going to make decisions that will have negative impacts on kids.
So how will Michigan teachers, do you think, judge the success or lack of success of Governor Whitmer's education promises over the next year?
Oh, for sure. The one thing that we will be looking for is just financing, this budget. Like, how are we going to pay for that? Because that's when it turns into a reality. And to go back to Melody's point as to not have a teacher or an educator in the decision-making process, it's something that we're going to be looking for. We're going to be looking for that respect that she promised in the form of how much autonomy we have to practice our, you know, with our expertise, as well as we are going to be looking for noticeable changes in the school culture. Are we going to be seeing more support professionals, such as nurses and counselors? Is it going to change the way that is it going to take some of the stress away from the teaching profession?
Teachers in Michigan have certainly seen wave after wave of tinkering, of education reforms in our state that haven't really done much to move the needle on education achievement. In fact, that the assessment results are steadily sliding south. And you have talked to us on Stateside about teachers being frustrated, teachers leaving the profession. Did you hear anything last night from Governor Whitmer that makes you think the mood among our teachers might change based on her messages last night?
Well, just the admission that, listen, the legislation that we are putting and the systems that we're putting in place are the culprit of maybe our education not being the way we want it to be. I want to clarify that, you know, Michigan schools are not failing schools. They're being assessed by a failing system or a failing assessment system, like these test scores. And to me, that's going to change the way we think a lot, because what you're seeing sometimes in the schools is like a summary of bad policy on top of bad policy. Well-meaning, but it's bad policy on top of bad policy, and the bad policies are never scraped off. They're just added and added and added, and then we wonder why the foundation is so wobbly.
Hall of Fame teacher Matenga Ragatz is Stateside's education commentator. Matenga, thank you so much.
Thank you.